Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2013. We have a very full agenda, as usual, for you on the Buckmaster Show. We are live noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. It is Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We're podcasting every day, Monday through Friday anyway. After the show, you can always catch the podcast at buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com. All have the program available for you. Today's show, we're going to lead off with Republican State Representative Ethan Orr from Legislative District Number 9 at 20 past the hour. We'll meet the new animal adoption coordinator at the Pima County Animal Care Center, where there is good news. The save rate continues to go up. That's the good news out of Pima County's Animal Care Center. 30 minutes past the hour, the CEO interview series presented by Trio. Today spotlights Sunt Construction Company. Then we'll wrap up the show with Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter. If you have a question or comment, you can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can post a question or comment to our Facebook page today, celebrating another milestone, hitting 2,600 friends. Let's go now to the state capitol on the Buckmaster Show live line. Ethan Orr, State Representative, Republican District Number 9. Ethan, how are you?
Bill, I am doing really good. Thanks for the chance to be on your show.
Well, it's very serendipitous to have you on the show today. It's a very big day up at the legislature.
Yes,
tell us
is.
What's going on. Give us kind of an overview with the budget and the governor's proposal to expand Medicare.
Well, the draft of the budget was actually introduced on Tuesday, and a number of us, including myself, have had a lot of long hours over the past couple nights to work with our Senate counterparts and other senators to put different amendments in. And the Senate, as we speak, is hearing the entire budget. There's going to be about 60 to 100 floor amendments offered. Most will be offered and withdrawn for political purposes, but there are two that I think are very important. The first you mentioned was the Medicaid expansion, which will be not offered. Typically, the Senate President, President Biggs, would have, there's about eight different bills that are to our budget. He's going to sponsor seven of them. The Senate Majority Leader, McComish, is going to sponsor the health budget, which will include the Medicaid expansion. The votes, right, in fact, I met with people that are both for and against it this morning in the Senate. The votes are there in the Senate, so they are going to amend the budget to include the Medicaid expansion. At that point, they will vote it out of the Senate either today or Friday or Monday, and then it's going to come over to the House where we'll deal with it.
And are the votes in the House there for the Medicaid expansion?
Yes, they are. What we're doing in the House behind the scenes, in fact, I just was meeting with the Speaker's Chief of Staff, is really starting to tweak. You know, we want to see what comes out of the Senate, but there's still ways that we can tweak the Medicaid expansion. From the beginning, I've been talking about, you know, health savings accounts or you know, ways of tightening up the assessment, basically making sure this is as good a bill as possible. So some of those things may happen. There's also our appropriations chair, John Kavanaugh, does not support the Medicaid expansion. So there's a very real possibility that he'll take it off and then it'll be put back on the House floor.
And the House Speaker, Mr. Tobin, does not endorse the Medicaid expansion.
No, he does not. And what he's been pushing, which I disagree, and I told him I disagree with it, he wants to put it as a referendum where the people would actually vote on this in a few months. It is, especially for someone in my position, a politically easier course of action. But on a personal level, I believe the voters sent me here to vote for one term or more, and whether, you know, you're for it or against it, I think we should take that vote.
And how will you be voting, Ethan Orr?
If the tweaks, which I believe the governor's office has indicated they will be supportive of, if they're able to make the changes that I've been talking about, I will be supporting the bill.
On the Buckmaster Show, Liveline is Ethan Orr, state representative from Tucson's District 9. He's a Republican. He is giving us the very latest on what is turning out to be a pretty busy week at the state legislature. We kind of got a little foretelling of what was going to be happening when Bruce Wheeler, the minority whip in the House, your colleague from Southern Arizona, was on our show. Actually, he was driving up to the state capitol on Monday, and he made it a pretty prediction on the program that you and your colleagues would probably, well, he actually didn't say probably, he said that y'all will wrap it up by next Friday, which would be in time for the 3-day Memorial Day weekend. And from what I'm hearing you say, it sounds like that could actually happen.
I think it could, but I think that's actually unlikely. I think that we're at least a couple weeks out from an adjournment. I think what is going to be a hurry up and wait from the Senate side. It's going to be late tonight or tomorrow before they pass a budget. And then on the House side, we're going to have to digest all of it. I mean, I went through their proposed budget, which was 44 pages. And so then we have our maneuvers back and forth, and any changes still have to go to the Senate. We're hoping to be done by the end of this month, and I think we will be, but I don't think it'll be the end of next week.
Let's talk a little bit about the budget itself. It's a nearly $8.8 billion spending plan for the coming year. It's a 1.6% hike over the current levels. Give us a few of the highlights, Ethan Orr.
Well, I think one of the biggest highlights that we've been paying a lot of attention to, one, things that support Pima County are very important to me, so I've been going through different line items to try and draw money down to our county. But education is very important to many people. K-12, they have an $82 million increase for inflation. That's in line. There was a 301 lawsuit, so it's there. And there's an amendment that Rich Crandall's going to offer on the floor of the Senate today that would increase that by $20 million. I think that is actually a good amendment. In addition, I've been paying very close attention to the University of Arizona. There's two line items that matter a lot. The first is our medical school. It's their top priority. They need $8 million to help maintain their certification. We cannot lose that. It's the only teaching hospital in the state. The Senate budget currently cuts that to $4 million. Again, Rich Crandall's going to amend that back to $8 million. If that doesn't pass, I'll amend it on this side to $8 million. And then there's performance money that I think is very good, of $10 million, that actually incentivizes all three universities to be held accountable towards different growth matrix.
And the budget does include more money for child protective services, known as CPS, for caseworkers and group homes. The governor has made this a priority. Your reaction to the CPS proposal?
You know, I think it's a good one. One thing that is important to me isn't just the funding, but also what you do with that funding. I've had several meetings with Clarence Carter, who's the director of DES and kind of a driving force, and I basically looked him in the eye and said, look, we are giving you a blank checkbook. I need to know on behalf of my community that this is going to work. And so I think there needs to be, and we're going to include in the budget, some oversight and some accountability from the legislative end. And I think it's also very important. What I'm doing is I've been meeting with a lot of the CPS agencies. It's important to me that we don't just staff the CPS bureaucrats, but that we also make sure those relationships with the service agencies are very good. For example, they have an excellent volunteer program that was cut. I'm going to try and put that back in either this budget or next year's budget.
Ethan Orr is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Representative Orr from District 9 in Tucson. The session has gone now beyond 100 days. That means you have a little less money on a personal side with your per diem. That may move things along, too.
You know, it might, but I think that the summer heat and just wanting to get back to our families, you know, every time I go to Tucson, it's refreshing, and I would really enjoy spending my entire week, not just my weekends, back home.
As a freshman lawmaker, how would you summarize this session?
It's been a great session. One of the things, in fact, I was talking to some members at lunch yesterday, and it was interesting because a lot of us among the freshman class share the sentiment on both sides of the aisle. Especially recently, the past 10 years, we've done a lot of tearing down and a lot of divisive tearing apart. And someone looked at me and they're like, you know what? I want to build something. I want to make this state great. I want to be remembered for having done something positive. And I think that's a sentiment on both sides of the aisle. And I hope it carries forth, not in this session, but in future sessions, where we're able, even if we fundamentally disagree, and that's fine, but we can articulate that in a respectful way, and we're able to really go home and feel proud about what we did. And I think we're going to be able to do that.
The governor had said that she would not be doing any bill signing unless she sees movement on a new state budget. Well, there is this movement now on not only the state budget, but also her very her pet project, the Medicaid expansion. So I would assume now that that threat about no bill signings may go by the wayside.
I hope it does. In fact, I've expressed to the governor's office on a number of occasions how disappointed I am in that threatening. I've always believed, I don't believe that political pressure should be brought to bear to force someone to do a policy decision that they don't necessarily agree with. What I believe is you should craft the best policy you can and then sell it, articulate it, really defend it. And so what I would rather see, and to her defense, the governor's office is doing this, is here's my bill, and then allow members like me and community leaders and community people to come and say, let's make it a better bill. I think the policy should speak for itself, not the political pressure.
We have a lot of city officials who listen to this program in some of our smaller communities in southern Arizona, like Sahorita.
Yeah.
I know they listen to us in Benson, and they're very concerned in the small communities about this change in the tax, the so-called tax reform. And I'm not actually sure how it even works myself. I know it has something to do with construction, and it would cost these smaller towns a lot of money. Now, what's going to happen with all that?
Well, at 3:30 today, I'm actually sitting down with the bill sponsor and a number of other members and staff on the House side to put some final tweaks on it. Basically, what it does, we have the most complicated sales tax in state in the entire nation, and so this really does simplify the tax. Now, it also impacts revenue, and particularly on contracting, where you're building a house. The cities have argued, because we were basically going to tax the contractors when they buy the product, but not necessarily when they build the house. The cities have pushed back very much on that because it impacts the revenue. For example, Oral Valley would lose about $8 million, Marana about $10 million. And so we have actually taken that. We've been working with the cities and the League of Cities and taken that portion out. So service contracting is still affected by the bill. What they call prime contracting, where I'm building a house or an office building, is not going to be affected. What we're seeing is this bill is going to pass. It's going to have some revenue, and we're going to tweak it. And then I have a feeling we're going to be tweaking it for several more years.
Okay, Ethan Orr, thank you very much for the update from the Capitol, giving us the very latest, as there's movement certainly in the Senate on the budget and with Medicaid expansion. You and your colleagues in the House will probably have some real heavy lifting next week for sure. And Ethan saying maybe wrapping up the session by the end of next week is a little optimistic, but you're saying maybe by the end of the month. Is that right, Ethan?
That is correct,
okay,
Bill.
Okay, I think I characterized what you said correctly. Ethan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Ethan Orr on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up next, we're going to talk about an issue that folks listening to this program know is very dear to my heart, and that is animals. And we'll be talking with the new full-time adoptions coordinator at the Pima Animal Care Center.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rebel. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're?
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're?
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Looking for a cool getaway this July? I highly recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:22 on this Thursday afternoon. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Some good news today from the folks at the Pima Animal Care Center about saving homeless animals in our community. They've been able to get that save rate up 10% over last year to about 63%. As I say, that's up 10%. Over this time last year, and of course everyone realizes it needs to be better, because that still means that approximately one out of three of the animals at the Pima Animal Care Center have to be put down. Ellie Beaubien is with us. Ellie is recently named as the first full-time adoptions coordinator at Pima Animal Care Center. Ellie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing real well. Tell me about, I know you all have worked real hard to get that rate. That's got to be gratifying to you to see that rate going up.
Oh, yes. We're real excited. Of course, there's still a lot of work left to do, but we're real excited about that rate going up.
Tell me about what your job will entail. What are you going to do as
far,
the full-time adoptions person to make adoptions happen more frequently?
Well, already we've increased our offsite adoption events, so we're visiting several local businesses and setting up little adoption sites so people don't have to travel. We're kind of out there a little ways. So for some people, it's easier if we're in a place where they're already going to shop.
Yeah, well, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona is an example of, they've been very successful with the retail locations. Are you thinking about something similar to that?
That's correct. We have two or three different locations. We'll be at Starbucks the last Saturday of every month. We don't have an exact date yet, but we'll also be at Dillard's in Tucson Mall once a month. We'll be at Petco on 22nd and Harrison every single Saturday. And there are several other locations that we're looking into.
You've been with the Pima Animal Care Center for 4 years. You actually were one of the supervisors there before being promoted to this full-time adoptions coordinator. How is the center doing as far as improving the conditions for the animals?
We're real excited about a lot of our improvements. We've made sure that all the animals now have a bed and a blanket. We'll be making sure everyone has a toy. This week, hopefully our toy delivery will come in, and we've put in a large PA system so that all the animals can listen to soothing music. And believe it or not, you don't necessarily always need earplugs to walk through our kennels anymore.
Yeah, because if anyone's been there, well, the dogs barking certainly is a little bit, I'm sure it's very stressful for the cats. Being a cat person, I know it must be stressful for them. So maybe soundproofing the cat area is in the future.
Yeah, there's plans for that, and also some stress relief for the cats too. Some little scratching posts for their kennels and blankets and hiding places for them. As well as soundproofing the room for them.
We started this interview saying the animal save rate is up about 10% over last year. Still, that means that 13,000 animals were put down during that period last year. That's certainly far too many. June 11th, Ellie, as you know, is going to be a national day called Just One Day. It's a national movement promoting a one-day moratorium on euthanasia in order to highlight the need to find homes for homeless animals. But Pima County has actually had quite a few Just One Days in a 12-month period.
That's correct. We're big supporters of the Just One Day promotion, and we actually don't euthanize any animals on any major holidays. And we also don't euthanize animals when we're having large events like our upcoming event, the Monsoon Muttness.
And you really try, if the animal is still healthy, not to put the animal down. Is that correct?
If the animals are healthy, they are never put down.
Okay, well, that's a good policy. Let's talk about one of the big events of the year, and this is real important. If anybody's thinking about, and I hope you are, adopting a homeless dog or cat, Monsoon Muttness is coming up. It's a pet adoption event. Ellie, tell us about that.
Monsoon Muttness is our annual adoption event, and this year our theme is 12 for 12,000, so all of our animals will be available for the adoption fee of $12. If you're adopting a dog over 3 months, that'll include a $15 license fee, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some food vendors, some music, a jumping castle for the kids. We're going to have some gift baskets, and it's just going to be a great day outside with a lot of fun. So come adopt some animals.
And that's actually this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That's correct.
And give us your location.
We're at 4000 North Silver Bell Road. And if you were coming off of I-10, you would head west on Grant until you get to Silver Bell. And then you would head north until you get to Sweetwater. And we're right on the corner.
Okay, let's take a quick call. Ellie, if you wouldn't mind, we're going to go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Linda, real quick question, please, for Ellie Beaubien.
Thank you very much. I really like animals. I enjoy my birds and cat in my back urban patch every day. Question I have is, what is your take on the balance in an urban area? Probably 80% of people have pets in their living quarters, and then you think of housing when housing is transferred, and you have people, some people have more pet than they can barely handle with and without a leash. What's your take on that?
Well, we understand that situations can be challenging, and that's pretty much why we're here, for the community. When people get overwhelmed or they're unable to care for the animals we have, that's where we come in.
That's why we have, that's one of the main reasons why we have Pima Animal Care Center. And again, their location, 4000 North Silver Bell Road. And we really encourage everyone to come out to the event on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. All, what'd you say, 12,000 animals will be available?
12 for 12,000.
There you go. 12 for 12,000. Ellie, thank you very much for being with us. And we look forward to hearing some really great success stories. Thanks.
Thank you, too.
Okay, Ellie Beaubien, who recently was named the first full-time adoptions coordinator at Pima Animal Care Center, where the big monsoon muttness pet adoption event is coming up this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Coming up next on the Buckmaster Show, our CEO interview series presented by Trio. Stay with us.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama is defending investigations into government leaks, saying they're necessary for national security, but he also says it's important to balance those investigations with the need for a free press. The president reportedly set to name White House budget official Daniel Werfel as acting IRS commissioner, replacing Stephen Miller. Miller, a casualty of the growing scandal over the IRS targeting conservative political groups. The House is debating yet another Republican bill to roll back the president's health care law. Republicans making their 37th attempt in just over 2 years to eliminate, defund, or scale back the so-called Affordable Care Act. On Wall Street, the Dow down 31 points. The NASDAQ is off one. The S&P trading 6 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Weston La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at WestonLaPalomaResort.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house?
Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Just a few seconds short of 12:35 on this Thursday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show. Time for our CEO interview series presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated. TRIO offers a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within the region. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes in Southern Arizona, representing 10,300 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. For more information, visit trioaz.org. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Kevin Burnett, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer for Sunt Construction Incorporated. Kevin is a member of the TRIO Board of Directors. He's also Vice Chair of the YMCA of Southern Arizona. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Sunt has just such an amazing Sunt Construction, this amazing history in Southern Arizona. A little bit about that, Kevin, and the diversification of your business.
Sure, Bill. We were founded in 1890 in Las Vegas, New Mexico. We're 123 years old, one of the oldest construction companies in the United States. The founder moved the company to Tucson in 1929 when we were awarded a Methodist church by the University of Arizona, and we've called Tucson home since that time. We're currently located at the corner of River Road and La Cholla, where our corporate headquarters are. We're pretty diversified. We have a commercial building group, heavy civil, industrial, mining, concrete, and we do a lot of work with the federal government. Over our history, we've worked in 8 different countries and in 38 different states. We're a relatively unique company. We're 100% employee-owned as of 2000, and our employees take a great deal of pride being in the work that they do, as well as the ownership in the company. Our revenues currently are around $1 billion. We have 1,200 employees and basically operate from about the Oregon-Washington border down through central Texas. Some of our projects we've done over time that the viewers probably have heard about is during World War II, we built half of Los Alamos, New Mexico, in the research facility that built the atomic bomb. And we also brought over the London Bridge from London, England, over to Lake Havasu.
I mean, it's amazing. You've got a $1 billion company here in Tucson with so many, as you say, operating really internationally. That diversification has probably helped you through some of lean economic times, hasn't it, Kevin?
It definitely has, Bill. Our diversification is really one of our strengths of the company. When one of the market segments is down, we usually have one or two others that are actually expanding. And because of that, we've been able to weather the downturn in the construction market quite well.
How about maybe some landmark buildings, some of the ones you're very proud of here in Tucson? Of course, you mentioned the Los Alamos building, really pretty much half of that facility. And now, what about Tucson? What are some of the buildings people might recognize?
You know, it's hard to drive around Southern Arizona without seeing a project that Sun has built over its history. Some of the landmark projects we've done is the Kitt Peak Observatory, the Tucson Convention Center, Unisource Tower in downtown, a number of projects for the University of Arizona. We built McHale Center and the Skybox at the football stadium. We also built the first Platinum LEED certified building at the university on the Student Rec Center expansion that took place a couple of years ago. We're currently working on three projects at the university. We're doing the Old Main and Bear Down renovation, and we're doing the new engineering building for the university.
You know, I want to get back to this 100% employee-owned. I think that's really impressive. Just the fact that these people, these employees, have a piece of the business. I think about the Green Bay Packers, which are 100% owned by the people of Green Bay. People really take an ownership, feel ownership, don't they, when it's part of their business?
You know, they certainly do. I mean, we have a very talented and dedicated group of employees that really go out of their way to build quality projects and work and to deliver a really top-flight customer service. But when our employees go to work every day, they know that their efforts help add to the success of Sun Construction, and they take a great deal of pride in that. And it's really over time, it's the generosity of the Sun family that as they worked to transition the family out of the business and turned it over to the employees, it was their foresight and everything that really led us to be 100% employee-owned.
Kevin Burnett is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Kevin is Senior Vice President, Chief Financial Officer for the Sunt Companies here in Tucson. It's part of our CEO interview series presented by Trio. Let's talk a little bit about the downturn in the construction industry when the stock market went south in 2008. Of course, construction really went with it. How are we doing in Tucson? Just give us an overview, Tucson, the state, and perhaps nationally, Kevin.
You know, it continues to be really tough, both in Tucson and the state. You know, there's a number of budget issues, both at the state, local, and federal government that's impacting the construction industry. You know, when you look around the state, you don't see the number of tower cranes or projects that you saw in 2007 and 2008. If you took out the Intel project that's up in Chandler right now, really the construction market would be down for two or three consecutive years. It just continues to be a hard market. And though GCs are impacted in this market, the general contractors such as Sunt, it's really the trade contractors that are probably impacted the most. A number of them are probably taking work at cost or below cost just to keep their crews busy. And unfortunately, over time, what that'll lead to is just fewer trade subcontractors and really a shortage in our craft workers out in the community. But we're probably still a couple years away from this market really turning. Some of the things that we've seen out in the market that are some hopeful signs is the resurrection of the residential construction industry. Usually commercial construction follows the uptick in the residential construction by about 18 months. So I think we'll come out of this commercial downturn probably in the next 18 to 24 months, but the next few months will continue to be hard for contractors. The margins are tight, and the contractual terms and conditions have gotten much harsher.
Well, the bidding process has really been certainly beneficial to those that are hiring companies like Sunt. We've seen that with the RTA and some of the jobs that they have put out to bid on the road jobs. I guess it's pretty similar in your business as well, correct, Kevin?
That is correct. You know, anybody looking to build a new project today is probably going to get the best pricing that they're going to see probably for the next 5 or 6 years. The market is probably pretty much at the bottom. I think people have been really competitive and really tightened their belts out there in the market to try and get the lowest possible prices. And there's probably not a better time to build. It's just a question of having the demand out there.
Well, it's so important to have kind of a company headquarters in Tucson. We're always talking about trying to attract more, and Sunt certainly is a company that has been like a bedrock for this community, 100% employee-owned, and business looks pretty good. You mentioned some of those big projects. Kevin, I appreciate you sharing some of your thoughts with us about the construction industry. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome, Bill. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Kevin Burnett, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer for the Tucson-based Sunt Construction Company, part of our CEO interview series here on the Buckmaster Show, presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities. For more information about TRIO, visit TRIO, that's TREOAZ.org.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
It's 12:48 now on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We are here live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. which is hosting the 18th annual Silver City Blues Festival Memorial Day weekend, which is coming up very quickly, May 24th, 25th, and 26th, really a week from this weekend, in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Some of the featured performers, Maria Muldaur, Mississippi Heat, and Tommy Castro and the Painkillers are some of the principal acts that will be performing over at the Blues Festival. A lot of great places to stay in Silver City, including Faywood Hot Springs Resorts, Bear Creek Cabins, Buckhorn RV Park, and Lake Roberts Motel. For more information, check out their fine website for Southwest New Mexico, that's spelled out, .org. Well, new research reveals how healthy and unhealthy foods affect our moods. That's the lead story in this month's Nutrition Reporter newsletter, published by Jack Challum. Jack is the Buckmaster Show contributor on nutrition. Jack is based here in Tucson. He's a personal nutrition coach, one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition and the best-selling author of more than 20 books, including his latest titled No More Fatigue. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Nice to be back on the show.
Well, it's good to have you on the program, Jack, on our Buckmaster Show live line, talking about the lead article about healthy and unhealthy foods. What are some of the healthy foods, Jack?
Well, fruits, veggies really are at the top of the list. Quality proteins, which I define as fish and chicken. The unhealthy ones tend to be the processed stuff, cookies and French fries and really the junk foods that fill most of our supermarkets.
How about some of the negative mood adjectives that can be applied to some of this unhealthy food?
Boy, depression, anxiety, anger, hostility, being short-tempered. You know, all of this comes from a fascinating study done in New Zealand by actually a researcher who's a big fan of my book. And she took a whole bunch of students, 281 college students, and basically had them eat various types of foods and then track their moods. And when the kids were eating good foods, fruits and veggies as an example, their moods were much more update, not just on the day they ate, but the day after. And when they sort of junked out with cookies and chips and cakes and things like that, their moods were not very good.
Jack Challum is with us, the Nutrition Reporter. If you have a question about nutrition, you can give us a call right now on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040, 790-2040. Let's move on to some diet information. Everyone's always interested in diets, including yours truly. We're hearing a lot about the so-called, I guess you could call it kind of the caveman diet, or is it officially known as the paleo diet, Jack?
Yeah, it goes by a number of names. Right now, the paleo diet, referring to Paleolithic or Stone Age people, seems to be the current name of the diet. And it's a good diet. It's mainly just protein, fish, chicken, grass-fed beef, a lot of veggies, minus anything made with grains, any kind of junk food, stuff like that.
So you're actually on board with this?
Yeah, I've been a big advocate for many years because most of the ways people get into trouble food-wise is with junk foods. And these are really the foods that are high in sugars, in processed carbohydrates, you know, kind of like typified by white bread, white pasta, white sugar, bad fats, of which trans fats are really at the top of the list. And when people cut out all that stuff, they don't just lose weight. They feel better, and they usually feel better within a day. As amazing as that sounds, it's true.
Well, I'm now in coming up on 3 weeks of cutting down dramatically on sugar and cookies and all the baked stuff that I have loved all my life. And I do believe, Jack, it has given me more energy. The first couple of days, I really missed the sugar, but I don't really miss it right now.
Yeah, you know, sugar is so addictive that a lot of people actually experience a withdrawal. When they stop eating sugar, it's like trying to wean yourself off alcohol or drugs. And in a lot of ways, sugar affects the brain very much the way drugs do.
Okay, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. John will be up first. John, you're with the nutrition reporter, Jack Chalom. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack. Buckmaster, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You know, I've refined my thoughts about food and people's relationship with food after having lost about 65 pounds myself. What I realize is that food's a drug, and most people don't think about it that way. And when you boil your relationship down with food, it should be you either own food or it owns you. And I know that when I changed my diet, and I didn't really change what I ate because I ate good food, I just ate too much. For about 6 weeks, I was feeling just what you just mentioned, these symptoms of addiction. I was getting nauseous. I was getting twitchy. I was irritable. I couldn't keep concentration. And for about 6 or 8 weeks, it was a real struggle. And once I got through it, everything has leveled off. And I think people take so many empty calories, they become addicts. Would you not find that that is a condition of American ingestion, so to speak?
Yeah, I think you make a lot of great points. We often forget that food affects our brain as well as our body, and the same blood that passes through our heart passes through our brain. And, we know some foods, chocolate is a great example, has so many neurochemical effects that are really drug-like, and the chocolate tends to be a mood booster. A lot of foods tend to be real downers, but you made a lot of great points.
Okay, very good. With John, let's see if we can work in Dan here now before we wrap this up. Go ahead, Dan, you're with Jack Chalom.
Thank you very much. I do quite a bit of history study, and I noticed that our grandparents, when they were living on the plains, were eating basic foods and grass-fed beef, and their life expectancy was 38 years old. Our life expectancy now is over 80 years old, and we're eating the food. And I happen to own several fast food joints, and my employees eat nothing but fast food, and they don't seem to be disciplinary problems. What's your comment on that?
Okay, Dan, go ahead, Jack.
Well, I think time will catch up to them. And you know, when you go back a century, the major cause of death was not heart disease or cancer, it was infection. And so if people survive infection as infants and children, they usually lived a much longer time. And you know, an average age of 38, I mean, that's basically just an average where you combine people who die young and people who die old.
All right. Jack Chalom with us on the Buckmaster Show. And I just want to point out another kind of in line with what we're talking about in your current issue of the Nutrition Reporter, that new studies do strengthen the link between sugar and disease.
Yeah, they do, and you know, this was an interesting study that reviewed, in one study reviewed 68 other studies, the other looked at the link between sugar intake and diabetes. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming.
Jack Chalom, thank you very much. How do people get a hold of the Nutrition Reporter, which is chocked full of information?
It's by subscription. I've got a year's worth of sample issues at nutritionreporter.com.
Okay, Jack Chalom, thank you very much for being with us, and stay well, Jack. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. That's going to wrap it up for this Thursday on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up tomorrow, Friday means Friday focus time. We spend some time, the first half hour of the program, with a newsmaker. And this week it will be with Tucson Ward 6, Democratic Councilwoman Steve Kasachek. That will be tomorrow, our Friday focus interview. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. And we certainly know that Culligan water simply tastes better. I am sorry, I called Councilman Steve Kasachek, right? I had said Councilwoman. Of course, Steve is a councilman, and he will be with us on the Buckmaster Show tomorrow. John C. Scott, thank you, Rose, for catching that. I don't want Steve to be mad at me before the interview tomorrow. John C. Scott comes up from 3 to 5 on the Buckmaster Show. Then it's Wake Up Tucson for their Friday edition, 6 to 8 tomorrow. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.